When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for today.
Miley Cyrus is back to help usher in the new year, and this time she's replaced Pete Davidson. If you don't have plans to ring in the new year, Miley Cyrus has you covered.
Miley's New Year's Eve party is about getting glamorous and dressing your best.
Well, we do that every day, don't we, Miley?
You taught me well.
Miley is back to host NBC's New Year's Eve party, but this time she enlisted her godmother, country music icon Dolly Parton, to co-host. Last year, Pete Davidson helped with hosting duties. Since then, he's had high-profile relationships with Kim Kardashian and now reportedly with Emily Ratajkowski. Pete could probably use the New Year's Eve off and out of the spotlight. Now, no word yet on who will make a guest appearance on the Lorne Michaels-produced show, but maybe we'll have new Miley music by then. Producer Mike Will Made It, who Miley worked with on her Bangers album, shared a pic of the two of them in studio with a 2023 caption. Honestly, Miley, just get Britney back in the studio. Come on, SMS Bangers was the real banger. Mariah Carey has hitched her sleigh and is gliding back up to the top of the Billboard Hot 100.
It's time!
Mariah Carey may have started the season with her annual It's Time video on November 1st, but you know the season has really arrived because her signature Christmas jam, All I Want for Christmas Is You, is back on the Hot 100. The Modern Carol re-enters the Hot 100, dated November 26th, at number 25 with 14 million official streams, 11.5 million radio airplay audience impressions, and almost 2,000 in sales, according to Luminate. The song topped the chart for the first time in 2017. Now, are you already streaming, or will you be waiting until after Thanksgiving?
That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.